Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 703, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And so the aim of this podcast, the purpose of this podcast, is based upon, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and the world would be awakened, and that they would be saved from the wrath of God to come upon this earth and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear friends, today we are reading Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. And before we read that, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. And Lord, we pray now that you'd grant us your help, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, and even with the help of scholars and teachers that you have gifted, to understand your holy word and to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, and to obey it, and to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible reads, God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Habakkuk's telephone-like conversation with God in chapter 1 became more like a closed-circuit television hookup in chapter 2. The audio connection was enhanced by visuals witnessed from Habakkuk's ramparts. Then suddenly the prophet was ushered into the very presence of the Creator, with whom he had spoken so boldly from a distance. the prophet, if you will, stood face to face, so to speak, with the sovereign Lord. As God came down to his people at Sinai to establish his covenant with them, so he would come to liberate his people and reaffirm his covenant with them. Habakkuk wrote of God's earlier visitation at Sinai. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Moses had said the Lord's appearance was like a light shining from Seir and from Mount Paran. Teman was a desert oasis in Edom, but it might also represent the entire region south of the Dead Sea, Seir. Used by Moses was a poetic name for the mountainous region referred to as Teman. Paran lies west of Edom across the valley Gehor, between the Sinai Peninsula to the south and Kadesh Barnea to the north, another mountainous area. It may be of some significance that God's appearance to Moses was in the region south of Judah, while the Babylonians invaded from the north. Furthermore, it was in this area to the south that God performed many wonders as he led his people into the promised land from Egypt. The term normally used for God, the plural Elohim, Elohim, is used in this verse in the singular Eloah, which may stress the essential unity of the divine deliverer, the Holy One, what is generally considered another musical notation, Selah, probably indicates a pause in the song. In the NIV, Selah is in the right-hand margin, whereas in other versions, it is within the verses. Selah is used elsewhere only in the Psalms, where it occurs 71 times. The Hebrew verb from which the term comes means to exalt, to lift up. It may mean a pause, to elevate to a higher key, or increase the volume, B, to reflect on what has been sung and exalt the Lord in praise, or C, to lift up certain instruments for something like a trumpet fanfare. Whatever its meaning, an obvious break was intended in the middle of Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. At Sinai, God had come like an awesome thunderstorm sweeping down from the mountainous region in the south. As his glory covered the heavens, the sun and the moon appeared pale in comparison. God's shimmering glory not only filled the heavens, but his praise filled the earth. Praise probably refers not to the response of mankind, but to the reality of God's fame. God's revelation of himself encompassed the heavens and penetrated to the uttermost parts of the earth. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you so much for being with us on that little journey. For this has been a question that many people have asked about down through the years regarding that verse. And Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit's presence, your unction and your anointing. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to grow deep into this and to understand it all in your good time. Save those who are lost and revive those who are saved. Have your Holy Ghost to not give people rest until they hear the gospel and understand it and get saved from the eternal burning hell. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
that is perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shall be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your 10 commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.